This is Wendy Kaufman on Whidbey Island. The crew will arrive at the Naval Air Station here at about 4 o'clock tomorrow. Crew members will be greeted with the red carpet, a Navy band, and military brass. And then they will be reunited with their families, many of whom are being flown here at Navy expense. Standing on a windswept hillside overlooking the base, spokeswoman Kim Martin told reporters the ceremony, which will be open to the public, will be more elaborate than an ordinary homecoming, but something less than a hero's welcome.
It's a simple but dignified homecoming that is appropriate for our air crew who were operating on a mission and they are coming home.
What's more, she continued,
in this situation, the primary purpose is to get these people home and back with their family and their community so that they can resume their normal life.
For several members of the crew, their normal life is in Oak Harbor, the community adjoining the base. About 70% of those who live here consider themselves part of the Navy family. Ever since the American surveillance plane collided with a Chinese fighter jet on April 1st, this community has shown its concern for crew members and their families with yellow ribbons, emotional support, and prayer. At the Potbelly Deli, one of the most popular spots in town, waitress Teresa Rose is sporting a yellow ribbon beneath her name tag.
I'm just really happy they're coming back. I'm jumping for joy. I was like almost ready to cry because I'm so happy they're coming back.
Will you be there on Saturday?
Definitely.
The restaurant's owner, Keith Bartlett, is working with the Chamber of Commerce to put together a homecoming food feast for the crew.
We'll take care of them. One way or another, they'll get what they need.
What do you think they need?
I don't know. Some sandwiches. They need some good old deli sandwich. Where are you at? The Potbelly Deli.
A few blocks away at the Chamber of Commerce, they're getting ready to assemble gift baskets with all kinds of goodies donated by local merchants.
Don't we have mugs in one of those boxes, too?
Oh, we do have
too.
Mugs.
That's great.
And haircuts.
Haircuts from George's Barbershop.
And chocolate bunnies from Alaska Federal Credit USA. And I want you to know they're keeping good tabs on making sure that all 24 get out of my office because I've been known to scarf up some chocolate.
I think we just got a call, too, from Arby's. They're bringing over certificates for everyone as well.
And Walmart has donated $20 gift certificates to each family.
For Melody Jones, the last couple of days have been very busy. She's gotten dozens of phone calls from people asking her to paint welcome home signs for their businesses. She's been working nonstop on her giant easel.
I'm in my hall where my bedrooms are. About the wall I work on is 9 feet. And someday it's going to fall down from all the pinholes.
Jones has done about 45 blue-lettered signs in the past 48 hours.
Yeah, everything's freehand. And this paint doesn't have a good smell to it, but yeah, everything's freehand. I do line it out so I know that it's not going downhill and stuff. Oh, and then I do put a yellow ribbon down here.
Oak Harbor's Mayor Patty Cohen says the yellow ribbons and other expressions of support for the crew underscore the very special relationship between the city and the Navy base.
These are our sons and daughters that are returning home on Saturday afternoon, so you can imagine the outpouring and the relief and the gratification and thanksgiving that this community is expressing. This will be a good day Saturday.
Perhaps 10,000 people are expected at the Navy's official homecoming tomorrow. A second homecoming celebration is being planned by the city. It will take place on April 28th as part of Oak Harbor's annual spring parade and celebration. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Whidbey Island, Washington.
Even when the crew returns home, the incident with China won't be over. There's a meeting next Wednesday between U.S. and Chinese officials to decide the fate of the surveillance plane. One expert suggests the meeting will not be conclusive. China's deputy UN ambassador said in New York that Beijing wants to further investigate the plane. China also wants to discuss U.S. surveillance flights along its coast.